WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something that can absolutely transform your day-to-day. The power of positive self-talk and affirmations. Ever feel like that inner critic is constantly whispering doubts in your ear? You know that feeling when you're about to tackle a challenge and suddenly those negative thoughts creep in? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You have the power to rewrite that script to turn those self-defeating voices into cheerleaders for your own success. Now, I'm not talking about some cheesy, I'm a rockstar kind of affirmations that don't feel genuine. This is about consciously choosing words that empower you, build your confidence, and help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more resilience. Think of it like training your mind to be your own best friend, supportive, encouraging, and always rooting for you. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of positive self-talk. First, awareness is key. Before you can change those negative thought patterns, you need to become aware of them. Pay attention to what's going on in your head throughout the day. When do those self-critical voices come out? What triggers them? Once you know your patterns, you can start to challenge them. Second, reframe those negative thoughts. Instead of dwelling on "I can't do this," try shifting it to "this is going to be challenging, but I'm capable of learning and growing." It's all about finding the positive spin, even in difficult situations. Third, focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Make a list of your talents and accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Remind yourself of these strengths regularly. It can be a powerful boost to your self-confidence. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend. Cultivating gratitude helps shift your mindset towards positivity and abundance. And finally, be patient with yourself. Changing ingrained thought patterns takes time and effort. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just keep practicing and reminding yourself of the power of positive self-talk. Think about that last presentation you gave. Maybe you felt a knot in your stomach before you walked on stage, thinking, "What if I mess this up?" Or maybe you had that job interview where you second-guessed yourself at every turn. I bet those negative thoughts added an extra layer of pressure and stress. But imagine if instead of focusing on the potential for failure, you had replaced those doubts with affirmations like, "I am prepared and confident," or "I have valuable skills to offer." That shift in mindset can make a world of difference. So, how are you going to put these takeaways into action? Start by choosing one affirmation that resonates with you. Write it down, repeat it throughout the day, and really feel its power. Remember, your words have immense power. Choose wisely, choose positively, and watch as your life transforms. Until next time, keep building strength, simplicity, and focus in your everyday lives. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from the power of positive self-talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.